CD 2 Chapter 5 Molly Maggia poked her tongue gingerly into the gap where her tooth had once been. Ouch! The dentist had removed it for her a few weeks ago, after she'd gotten a toothache, but it was still incredibly sore. She gave herself a little shake and turned back to her dials. The studio was very quiet, she reflected. So many girls had gone. Jenny Stocker and Irene Rudolph had been laid off, and Irene's cousin Catherine had left for the second time. She and Edna Bowles both went to dial paint for the Luminite Corporation, another radium firm based in Newark. Of the original girls, it was really only the Smith and Carlo sisters left now, and Molly herself. Saddest of all, in her opinion, was that Ella Eckert had quit to go to Bamberger's. It sure wasn't the same place anymore, not since Rhoda took over. Molly completed her tray of dials and stood to take it up to Miss Rooney. Despite herself, she found her tongue flicking back to that hole. The pain was just so nagging. If it didn't get better soon, she thought, she was going to go to the dentist again, and a different one this time, someone who really knew what he was doing. It didn't get better soon. And so, in October 1921, she made an appointment with a Dr. Joseph Kniff, a dentist who'd been recommended to her as an expert on unusual mouth diseases. For Molly, the appointment couldn't come soon enough. For several weeks, the pain in her lower gum and jaw had become so intense that it was almost unbearable. As Kniff ushered her into his office, she found herself hoping he would be able to help her. The other dentist had only seemed to make things worse. Kniff was a tall, middle-aged man with tortoiseshell glasses and an olive complexion. He gently probed Molly's gums and teeth, shaking his head as he examined the place where her tooth had been removed by the previous dentist. Although it had been over a month since it had been taken out, the socket had failed to heal. Kniff observed her inflamed gums and softly touched her teeth, several of which seemed a little loose. He nodded briskly, certain he had found the cause of the trouble. "I treated her," he later said, "for pyorrhea." This was a very common inflammatory disease, affecting the tissues around the teeth. Molly appeared to have all the symptoms. Kniff was sure that, with his expert care, her condition would soon improve. Yet it didn't improve. Instead of responding to the treatment, Kniff recalled, the girl became steadily worse. It was so terribly sore. Molly had more teeth out as Kniff tried to stop the infection in its tracks by removing the source of her pain, but none of the extractions ever healed. Instead, ever more agonizing ulcers sprouted in the holes left behind, hurting her even more than the teeth had. Molly struggled on, continuing to work at the studio, even though using her mouth on the brush was extremely uncomfortable. Marguerite Carlo, who was now feeling completely well again, tried to engage her in chatter, but Molly barely responded. It wasn't just the pain of her gums which seemed to take up all her concentration, but the bad breath that came with it. There was a disagreeable odour whenever she opened her mouth, and she was embarrassed by it. At the end of November 1921, her sister Albina married James Larice. The wedding was held the day before Quinta's daughter's second birthday, and the bride found herself drinking in her niece's funny antics with a newly maternal air. Soon, she thought, she and James would have their own little ones running about.